Good morning. 6:50, July 1st, 2016, first day of July. And I have no idea. I have no idea what day of the week it is. I had to look it all up. I got up this morning thinking it was Saturday. I thought yesterday was Saturday. No, today's only Friday. The start of a long holiday weekend for some people. Start of what I hope will be the end of Milk Run for me. I'm working at it. It's not exactly a pretty morning. One of the reasons I'm out a little bit late was I want to finish my coffee. I got up a little bit late. I'm tired. I'm really tired. I have a really heavy headache. I woke up several times in the middle of the night and thought I had forgotten to take my pills, but when I got up and came down and looked at my pill minder, thinking it was Saturday and seeing my pills still in the pill minder for Friday night, I thought, oh yeah, I did, I forgot my pills. Then I realized, no. Today is, in fact, Friday. So, it's overcast, I think it's been raining overnight, at least drizzling. It's very wet. And the humidity is very high. I'm very uncomfortable, I'm very hungry. Let's see, what else am I? I'm in a hurry to get home because I'm hungry. And I'm in a hurry to get home because I want to get into the word processing before the day gets away from me. I've been piddling along at 1,000 words a day, basically writing 1,000 word chapters. I'm going to have to go through and flush them out. Mostly they're kind of flat. They're what Natalia does, what she sees. It's kind of... it's lacking something. I'm not sure what. I'm not actually in the story. I go back at the end of the beginning of the day and try to figure out where I left off. And sometimes it's right in the middle of a sentence. This yesterday morning was a sentence that ended a half-frozen corpse. And I have no idea what I might have been thinking, because there are no corpses, half frozen or not. So it's one of those. Okay. I got a slap upside the head, in only the best way. About Natalia's story. Stop trying to tell her what her story is. Let her tell her own story. I think that was really good advice. Thank you, Michael. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's only 60 degrees out here, but it's muggy. It's wet. It's probably all the way up to maybe 40%, 50% humidity. I know, laughing point. But yeah, this summer, it's wet. It's not usually wet here in the summer. It's usually bone dry. Guy with a stroller trying to walk through the sprinklers. Had to break down and go off onto the street because they're just too wet. Good morning. I don't really have a lot to talk about this morning. I'm trying to keep my head above water. Logged into Eve for a little while yesterday and refueled people and got the rent paid. My EveMon, which is an application I use to keep track of where the training queues are for across my accounts, and three of them had lapsed, and one was close to it. And it didn't send me an update, and I think it's because I suppressed the notifications. I may have to get back in there and tweak it a bit. But yeah, that was a jump in and do a little maintenance work for the latest update, which happened last Tuesday. There's some new look, some new stuff happening. Apparently the recurring opportunities went away. I didn't see any. Which is too bad, I kind of like those. I haven't done any for a while, so, you know, one step at a time, one step forward, one step back. The truth is, I've been spending most of my playtime on a Tekkit server, trying to find my way through Tekkit, trying to find my way through what this mod pack looks like. And doing things like setting up logistics, so last night I made a, or yesterday afternoon, I made a cattle farm. So we have steaks, which needed another garden, so I had to make a wheat garden so that I could feed the cows. So they would breed steaks. And before I could do that, I needed emeralds, so I had to go find emeralds. Start an emerald mine. In the land soar to the west, I started an emerald mine. We still haven't found any villages. I haven't found any significantly sized biomes. We're basically in the water. Working on my house. I haven't figured out what kind of roof my house needs. It needs some kind of roof. Or maybe it doesn't, I don't know. I got my raised gardens. I got my gardens up on the balcony now, so I have like the Hanging Gardens of Babylon going. Good morning. Monk post. So the challenge was to find a way to put water up there so that I could grow crops, because without water, crops won't grow. And the mechanic on water is that the block under it, there's only one block under it, and then there's air. Then the water drips out of that block, and it's aggravating, it's tedious. It's like drip, 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 drip. You know, you can't hear it, but you can see it. It's visual noise. So the challenge was to find a place where I could hide a water block for the purposes of the gardens. And now that I've done that, now I want to make a water feature with a fountain. And yeah, what I should be doing is writing. So maybe after I get my morning words in, I will reward myself with a bit of playtime. Trying to decide what to have for breakfast. I may have mentioned I am hungry. Yes, I am. I think this is going to be an egg morning. I don't know if I'm going to make an omelet. I have several kinds of cheese. I have a goat brie that is interesting. It's sort of, I expected it to be a bit tangy. Goat cheese tends to have, chèvre tends to have a little bit of tanginess back corners of your tongue. And this is very, very mild, very bland, almost chalky. I'm not sure I like it. I'm not going to buy it again, that's for sure. But it's an interesting cheese. It's very firm. It's very hard. It's not like regular brie where trying to cut it is a challenge and not crushing it. But interesting nevertheless. What else do I have? I've got some gorgonzola. I could do gorgonzola probably. I'm trying to think if I have anything interesting to go in it besides onions and cheese. Okay, where's this guy going with this big ass dog? It's like a boxer. The dog, not the guy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. He came over to sniff me. It was a very sudden lunge. It was sort of disconcerting. But well trained. I've seen this guy before training other dogs, so I'm not sure. He's doing. Oh, what a gorgeous color of daylily. It's a red. Well, it's not a daylily, actually. Well, maybe it is. It's beautiful, is what it is. The diffuse light, the because the sun is behind these heavy clouds, it's very overcast. It's not very light. So the colors are much more saturated this morning. It's the browns out there, the seed heads for all of the grasses are all turned already. There's a couple patches of bright purple thistle. Lots of dark green. Lots of blue-green with the Russian olives. It's quite lovely. I do enjoy this view. I like watching it change over the seasons. And the browns, you know, I think of high summer as green, and now high summer is brown. The trees are green, but they'll be changing before too very long. The grasses, the seed heads are all turning brown. They're all getting to the point where they're going to drop their seed, replant for the next season. The trees did that earlier in the season. Cottonwood. Oh my God, so much cottonwood. I swept a bale of cotton out of my garage yesterday. Looks like the cotton season is just about past, though. I'm looking up at the catkins on this cottonwood. There's still a little bit up there, like almost like cobwebs, but it's not as much as there was just not very long ago. But everything is covered with it. My grass, my lawn, the edges of my lawn are covered with it. It's all in the gutters. I have a Mugo pine that looks like it's been frosted by a snowstorm. Ah, but here I am. I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.